In our previous year, we began a discussion in discussing Hilchos Me'ilah. And how should we understand the Chakira of Rav Chaim Brisker? Is Me'ilah a concept of Gzela, or is Me'ilah a concept of Hanoah from Hegdush? In trying to understand this halacha, there are a number of nafkaminis, laloch lemaisim. The Mishnah Masechta Yuma, that Samach Vav Amar Aleph teaches us, em magdishim ve'merichim ve'machrim bezman hazeh. You can't make hegdish, you can't make a erichin, you can't make a cherim bezman hazeh. Vem hegdish ve'hera ve'hechrim, if you did so, behemet te'ekar, the animals should be put to death. Peris ksus v'keilim yirkavu, if it's fruit or clothing, they should be left to spoil. Mas v'klei matchus yoylech anol liyam ha'melech. And the reason is because, unfortunately, there is no Beis HaMikdash. So these items that one was magdish, one cannot bring, unfortunately, to a Beis HaMikdash, which currently doesn't exist. So now the question is, if somebody was magdish something bizman hazeh, and then this, which he shouldn't have done, clearly, as we just learned, what will be the halacha? Will it be considered that he was over Me'ila? If we say that the concept of Me'ila is because he didn't show the proper respect to Hegdish, so then the halacha Me'ila really ought to apply, because Me'ila applies whenever you didn't treat Hegdish properly. Makes no difference if you should have made it Hegdish or you shouldn't have made it Hegdish. But if the Vart of Me'ila is because of Gzela, so there is no Gzela from Hegdish Bizman Hazeh. There can't be Gzela from Hegdish Bizman Hazeh because something which isn't brought as a carbon, so it's not going to be used for Hegdish anyway. The definition of Gzela or Geneva always is that I cause you a loss. I took something that belongs to you and used it for myself. Here I'm not taking something and using it for myself that Hegdish could have had, because we won't give it to the Beis HaMikdash because there is no Beis HaMikdash. We couldn't use it for a carbon. Another halach lemaisa nafkamina would be regarding an issue that Rav Moshe Zatzal discusses in the Shalos HaTshuvos Igros Moshe Yoredei Chelik Dalid Simen Samach Gimel. And that is, if someone asks Rav Moshe that they want to take stones from the Kaisum Haravi, they want to chip off stones from the Kaisum Haravi and bring it home. I saw from Zilberstein Shlita in his Sefer Cheshuki Chemet, the way he describes the question, where there was somebody, unfortunately, they had in their family someone who wasn't well, and it was suggested to them that they should take a chip of a stone off from the Kaisel of Maravi and put it under the pillow of that individual who wasn't well, and it would be a segula that they should have refuah shleima. And the question is, may one do so? May one take something off the Kaisel of Maravi? Would that constitute Me'ila? So Rav Moshe makes 3 points. One point he says is that whether or not it's considered Me'ila, it's certainly in the category that the Torah says, "Vesasu kein l'Hashem elokeichem." And we have to treat all of anything that belongs to Hashem, anything that's considered a davshim b'kedusha, with the greatest respect. And certainly chipping away from the Kaisel HaMaravi is a violation of Lesasutein L'Hashem Elokeichem. Furthermore, Rav Moshe says, it makes a very interesting observation. He says, if one were to do so, if every Jew, he says every Jew would want to have a souvenir of the Kaisel HaMaravi in their home. So if every Jew is going to chip away from the Kaisel HaMaravi, there wouldn't be any more Kaisel left. the one remnant that we have of the Beis HaMikdash. But then Rav Moshe goes on to discuss, if one were to do so, Chas V'Shalom, is it considered that he violated Me'ila? And it's very much connected to the question that we are discussing. If we learn that Me'ila is a gazela, the one stole from Hegdish, so I'm not sure that we could say that the Kais of Maravi belongs to Hegdish, the one who takes a stone from it is considered as if he stole from Hegdish. But if we learn that Me'ila represents a bezoyin of Kachin, a bezoyin, as we just quoted Ramosha's Atzal, it certainly it is, and therefore, and Ramosha indeed passes this way, Ramosha says that somebody takes a chip from the Kaisel Maravi, not only is he over Leisasu Kein Lashem Lekechem, he's also over the Issa Me'ila. The Gemara, one more interesting nafgamina. The Gemara Masech the Brachas, Daf Lamed Hei Omen Aleph, teaches us Tana Rabbanon, one cannot have enough from this world. One may not eat without making a bracha. And says the Gemara, if he did, mol. If you ate something without making a bracha, you were mol. Mata kante, continues the Gemara, yelech etzel chacham. He should go to a chacham. Ask the Gemara, Yelech Eitzel Chochem Ayavalei, and what will going to a Talmud Chochem help? Havalei Yisura, he already did the Isser by eating without having made a bracha. Elam Arava, Yelech Eitzel Chochem Yikara, one should go before he ate to a Talmud Chochem, V'ilam Dena Brachas, who will teach him Hilchas Brachas, in order that he shouldn't be over Issam Ila. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, continues the Gemara, Kol Anenim Olam Hazabalei Bracha, if somebody has enough in this world without making a bracha, kilu nenem ekatcha shemayim, shenem l'ashem amoritz amaloye. And says the Gemara of Levi Rami, Rav Levi asked the question, k'siv l'ashem amoritz amaloye, everything belongs to Hashem. On the other hand, the Pasuk says, shemayim shemayim l'ashem, v'oritz nosim l'bnei adam. Answers the Gemara, loy kasha, kan koydem bracha, kan lacha bracha. Before you made a bracha, it belongs to Hashem. After you made a bracha, it belongs to us. And the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoina say on that Gemara, Kloima, Mishen Yidei HaBrachas, Beizin Yoch Lachal. If somebody doesn't know how to make a bracha, he will never be able to eat. Shem Yoichel, if he'll eat, without having made a bracha, yischayif korban me'ila b'kol pam u'pam. So the Rebbeinu Yoina is very clear that when the Gemara speaks about eating without a bracha, that it's considered me'ila, it's not just a figure of speech. He's learning that it's considered an act of me'ila. It's a real act of me'ila, and yischayif and he's chayiv a carbon mila for having done so. And in fact, on the other hand, I did see Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal says that doesn't really mean a full-fledged mi'ila. What it means is that it's a figure of speech. So how do we understand? So we see here there's a very fundamental machloikis. If somebody eats food without making a bracha, is it considered real mila or is it just similar to mila? What is the shaila? The shaila is, how do we understand the issa mila? If we understand that it's a gzela, so that's exactly what the Gemara in Masechta Brachos is teaching us. The Gemara Masechta Brachos is teaching us that before you make a bracha on the food doesn't belong to you. It belongs to Hashem. You could have a deed to the food. You could have proof that you bought the food and own the food. But halachically, that food isn't yours. And therefore, if you eat it,
without at that point, it's an act of gzeila. It's an act of gzeila from Hashem. And therefore, you would be chayav karban mila, as the Rabbeinu Yoyin teaches us. If wherever we learn that mila is a question of gzoyim, kachim, so I'm not sure if eating food without making a bracha, there is no inherent act of gzoyim involved. And because there is no inherent act of gzoyim involved, it would not be considered, as Rabbi Yoshua Zatzal said, a real mila midoraisa.